刚刚呢，老师跟 Sarah 在讨论，就是基本上老师关心 Sarah 的那个脚的手术，那只是一个小手术，把那个拇指矫正这样子。不过他必须躺着两三天，那躺着两三天，脚要抬得高高的，那可能也要花两三个礼拜。不过基本上关于这个 Sarah 就提到说，所以我们都不知道下一刻会发生什么，因为本来计划好的事情啊，可能就是不是像你想象那样子，什么事情都有可能发生哦。所以老师也常常提到，下一刻谁知道什么时候会死亡呢？什么时候都有可能发生。那老师就说，这也说明了，就是非我无我嘛，因缘和合，并不是由谁来控制的。所以刚刚简单讲他们两位的交谈是这样子。那么我们就开始吧，有没有人想问问问题呢？
你想知道什么是缘起法
？Okay, the question is, want to know what's conditionality?
Because you see that anything can happen when they are ready, when it's ready for conditions to condition its arising. Otherwise, nothing can arise at all. For example, seeing right now without the eye and that which can impinge on it, that we would be seeing at all.
好。那么缘起呢，或者是因缘呢，各种因缘呢，就是他条件成熟了，他就一定会升起，或者反过来说，当他升起了，他一定是条件成熟，没有人可以去改变他的。就像现在的眼视一样，眼视可以自己升起吗？不行，他需要射程，需要眼镜射眼根，这就是因缘法。但是眼视升起的时候，是谁控制呢？不是谁控制的，他就是必须升起的。
We can talk about his words many, many times, but what about now? What he says just is now, this very moment. It can be proven, it's truth, anytime, like the moment of seeing, the moment of hearing, each moment.
我们可以讨论很多很多佛陀的话，但是佛陀的话还是关于现在，真相在现在，这一刻。这个出现的法，它的特征，明法设法有没有被了解
？Is there anyone who can do anything？
有谁可以做任何事情吗
？This is the reminder of what he has enlightened. All dharmas are anatta.
这是在提醒我们，他开悟是因为了解了诸法无我。有谁可以做任何事情吗 ？No one can do anything.
Right. Otherwise, we forget the teachings of the Buddha.But since it's quite a long way to understand that which is now appearing as no one there at all.
我们如果没有记得，并没有人可以做任何事情，我们很容易就忘了佛陀的核心的教导哦。这条八正道是很长的路。
Either it's in one's mind until it can be conditioned for beginning to understanding it deeper and deeper, little by little.
那么当然，我们现在在做的就是所谓的闻慧哦。它会成为我们不断的思会的因缘条件，一点一滴的加深对真相的了解。
So we can understand how subtle the seeing and that which is seen so very, very deep, so very subtle because it seems like something in there all the time.
所以，即使我们讲眼视色尘好像很简单，它是非常深奥的。现在总是有个东西在我们面前。
Is it true?
不是这样子吗？是不是？就是有个人或东西在我们面前。Yes.
This is the beginning of understanding each word of the Buddha. Just one word, Dhamma. See, we just talk about it, but it's now and here.
那么，我们只是常常只是在讨论佛陀的字而已。比如说“法”这个字，它是很深的。现在就叫现在这里。
That's why we have to understand the truth of reality right now.That is so impossible to realize the truth of it that it's conditioned to arise and then falls away in split seconds. But that can be realized.
虽然说法就在现在这里，但是要真正的去直接经验了解它是需要是不容易很困难的，需要不断的累积智慧的。那么它的升起是因缘条件立刻就灭了，所以它很难。
But if there is no talking about the truth of it, there is always avijja and forgetfulness.
可是如果我们不去讨论佛法呢，我们会总是忘记，因为无明的关系，我们总是忘记并没有觉知正在发生的事情，法的生灭。
So the point is that listening to the teachings of the Buddha can bring the understanding of the truth of each moment as it is, as not self.
所以我们讨论佛法的目的呢，是为了了解现在每一刻的真相，不管升起来的法是什么，它的真实本质都不是我。
And the Satchabharami is now and here at moment of understanding the truth of whatever appears as only a moment in split seconds.
那么真实真相波罗蜜呢，就在这一刻，这一刻了解只是瞬间的生灭。
Until then, at moment of conditions to condition the moment of direct understanding as it's heard and considered and understood.
嗯哼，不会智慧的累积的过程的坚定，逐渐的坚定，成为直接经验，能够直接经验法的因缘条件，条件就成熟。
So only understanding as a conventional understanding of what is seen, heard, now, it's not enough. It has to be cultivated on more and more, little by little, by no one, no self. So this is the subtlety of how can that panya can reach understand the truth of it right now as that which arises in false way, nothing in it.
那么我们传统上的认为我知道了，我了解了，这是不够的，因为这个还没有真正的深入，真正深入去了解法，现在出现的法，真正了解法的本质，根本是什么都没有。我们只是现在听一听，好像都觉得知道了，可是离真正的知道是还有一段距离的。
All Sankara Khandas, the Jetasikas are developing from moment to moment of the understanding, little by little.
那么老师这边讲到的是行运哦，那么行运会累积，所以我们现在如果是关于佛法的智慧，当然也是累积一点一滴的。
And this is the beginning of developing Panya on and on and on.Until it can understand directly of just one reality by conditions, so it appears well.
所以现在我们就是这样子，在理智上的智慧一点一滴的累积，直到有一天真的可以了解出现的法一次一个，那个法就是那个时候的世界。
Does that which is seen is seen well enough?
那个被看到的所谓色尘，它有清楚吗？
Without understanding, it's impossible to understand the truth of it. That is just that which can impinge on the eyes by conditions.
没有智慧的了解是不可能真的，知道那个什么叫做色尘，就只是去撞击眼睛色非掩饰经验的，就是那个而已，没有别的了，没有多的了。
So passion is passion, not self, and it's.
所以这边讲到耐心忍辱波罗蜜。
And virya is also there, not self at all.
那么精进波罗蜜也是，它也不是谁的。
And this is the condition to condition the direct understanding with an awareness of that which is now appearing as nimitta.
这些波罗蜜是需要的，否则没有直接经验法的因缘条件，需要这些诚实精进。忍辱这些波罗蜜
So concept of things are there by the continuity of the rising and falling away of reality so very rapidly
那么一定会有概念哦，因为现在法的生灭如此之快，根门过程之后一门过程立刻就会概念化经验的这些法，所以它本来就很自然而然就会出现。
That's why no one can penetrate the truth of it without learning to understand little by little. We don't know when there can be better and better understanding.
也因为这个所谓的自然而然的出现的概念呢，我们变成习惯思考这些人事物的概念，所以以至于真相法的真相一直被掩盖了。我们在思考法这件事情是没有建立习惯的。
And from listening about the truth of the words of the Buddha, one realizes that.It's impossible to have any understanding of whatever appears without understanding his words.
那么借由佛陀的话呢，我们开始了解真相是什么，也在这个了解的过程中更加的有信心，如果不是因为他的教导，是不可能知道这些事情的。
So, learning to considering the truth of whatever is now appearing from his words. That's why without his words, there cannot be right understanding of whatever appears.
我们从佛陀的教导呢，去了解一点一滴了解现在正在出现的法，不管是什么法，没有去挑的特质，没有他的教导，我们是不可能知道的。
And this is the path, the one path only, the Magga, with the development of Panya from hearing, considering, until it can, by conditioned, being aware and understand that only one reality at a time, by conditions.
那么这就是道路，正道唯一的道路哦。那智慧的培养，那能够知道，最后知道法出现一次只有一个。
When many things are there together, that is that which take notice or take it for something. But actually, it's only one reality arising and falling away together.
如果不到直接经验法一次出现一个的时候呢，在那之前我们都是把一堆东西合在一起，有个东西在那里，有个什么人在那里。
For example, we take the whole body for my body.But is the body now?
比如说我们讲身体好了，我们认为有个身体，现在有身体吗？
Is the body now?
有吗？有没有身体？
这是一个概念。
Body is a concept.
You talk about it as concept, but in truth, there is the idea of I am sitting, or I am still here, or now, right?
你说身体是概念，那么即使你没有想着身体或什么，你还是认为是我坐在这里，我人在这里，对不对？
That's why keeping on considering the truth that actually citta, the experiences can arise only one moment at a time and experience just only a moment, a reality.
那么真相是呢，心在经验。每一刻就只有一个心，经验一个对象。
And what is there at that moment?
那么现在这一刻什么在那里？也就是说心在经验什么，什么在那里？
身体的话就是，身体就是一个概念的色，那个色尘嘛。色法跟那个有 感受、有触，有这些色法啊。有这些设法构成四大构成的这样子的一个概念。
There are many rupas like the earth, the fire, the wind, element.
From hearing and reading.
Body.
But that would appear just one only at a time.
Anyone? 但是它有一次只出现一个吗？
它一次出现一个吗？
像你刚讲的身体。讲了很多，你讲了很多法嘛，对不对？
对，
它是一次出现一个吗？
其实它有非常多的设法跟心所，它有非常多的法元素升起。
There are many arising, appearing.
That is thinking, right? Because not anyone appears as.That only one arises and falls away, not the other one.
老师，这个问题的深意是在于，如果不是一次出现一个，那不是正念的时候，其实就是在想着这些法理。所以你会想到好几个法。
From understanding each different one as it is, it brings about the awareness with right understanding, clearly, but it's still as intellectual understanding until it's the...Right awareness, we call it right because it arises by conditions and it's aware of that which hasn't happened yet, now.
那么当然我们现在在直接经验法还没有发生之前，我们现在一个一个来讨论这些法的细节，都在奠定这些所谓的正确的觉知的升起，正念的升起哦。它为什么称为正？它是因缘和合升起的，它是正确的因缘条件带来正确的结果。
And each moment, each reality indicates its characteristic as no one there at all, no me, no thing in it.
那么在直接经验法的时候呢，这些法的特质都很清楚地开始告诉 对智慧而言，开始清楚地展现出根本不是一个人或是谁的这些特质。
And as Ajahn has explained, each moment is conditioned. The present moment of seeing is conditioned. When we say that something is conditioned, it means that it depends on other things for its arising or existence.
那么就像老师刚说的，每一刻都是有因缘条件升起的。当我们说有因缘条件或者有条件升起的时候呢，表示它是需要别的帮助的。
The present moment of seeing is conditioned. There cannot be the present moment of seeing unless there is visible object which impinges on the eye sense and which conditions eye consciousness to arise. So all these realities need to happen by conditions for there to be a moment of seeing.
所以比如说现在如果有在看的时候呢，看这个眼识呢，它我们说它是因缘条件升起的，这个的意义就在于它不可能自己升起。如果没有色尘撞击眼睛时，如果没有其他的业力带来的业报的这些因缘条件，眼识不会在这一刻升起。
And any reality which is conditioned to arise must fall away when the conditions for its arising are no longer present.
那当我们说因缘条件升起的法的时候呢，它升起它必须灭去，它不再存在了，它立刻灭，它不再存在了。
So any reality which is conditioned is temporary only, and that is the first of the three characteristics of every conditioned reality, anicca.
因为因缘条件升起的就必须灭去了，这个是我们讲的法的第一个特征，无常。
And something that is of only temporary existence, whether it's momentary or longer, but in the case of conditioned dharmas, it's momentary, is of no intrinsic worth. It's of no lasting substance, and therefore it is unsatisfactory. That is the second of three characteristics, dukkha.
那么也就是因为这个生灭的特质带来的无常呢，它并不存有任何价值哦，它没有什么任何内在的价值，不值得，因为它一升起就立刻灭去了。这就带来第二个特征，不可能满足。
And something that is impermanent, of only a temporary existence, is not subject, cannot be controlled, because it arises by conditions and falls away by conditions. And if it has no intrinsic value, then it's not worth controlling either. And that is the third, of the three characteristics of non-self.
那么也因为这个升起就立刻灭去的这个特质，是因为因缘条件升起，而且必须灭去。他表示了他是不可能受到控制的，他不知道受到谁的支配的，他这个条件不是由我决定的，他升起之后就立刻灭了，这也代表他是不可控制，没有人存在，无我的特质，非我的特质。
So it is by understanding more about the present moment, the conditioned realities of the present moment, that there comes to be an understanding of conditionality.
所以回到就是刚刚慧荣问的所谓的缘起哦，因为了解现在法出现的这些生命无常，会逐渐了解什么叫做互相因缘之缘起这样子。
And like the three characteristics, it's not something that can be understood by thinking about it, by just trying to learn about it. It is only by direct understanding of conditioned realities that the three characteristics and the conditionality of and dhammas comes to be understood.
那么我们知道法的这些共通特质，这三个无常、苦、无我，我们只是这样知道，并没有真正的了解他们。我们只是知道，我们并不是真正了解。真正的了解必须是透过因为法的生灭，真的经验法的生灭了，才可以逐渐真的了解这些特质。
So there can be a beginning of that development at any moment if the true nature of a conditioned reality appears to awareness or understanding.But awareness and understanding are themselves conditioned realities also. So they cannot be made or encouraged by our effort to occur.
这里很关键哦，就是我们刚提到要了解这些法，这些法必须被直接经验，被谁知道？被正念知道，被正见智慧知道。可是这些因缘和合的法，被正念正见知道，问题是这两个本身也是因缘和合的法。所以不可能透过谁的努力、谁的意志力去让它升起。
But it's helpful to discuss conditionality because it helps us to appreciate that we cannot make anything happen. Things happen by their own conditions, not by our wish or will or effort.
那么虽然我们还不能够真正了解法的因缘和合的生命，但是去在知识上去理解这件事情呢，还是有帮助的，帮助我们更能够所谓的 appreciate 更感激这些不受控制这句话是什么意思。
So we can see how conditionality and non-self are closely related.
所以我们可以看到所谓的因缘和合跟无我，他们是正相关的，很高的正相关。
请问一下，那所谓的知者、观者、觉醒者，那这个要了解，就是说要建立智慧，这个智慧也是你控制的。但是假如说我们的心经验这些设法的时候，明法设法的时候，那这个心它就是看到这些生起灭去而已，也没有所谓的知者、观者、觉醒者了嘛。
So when we talk about nor the awakened one, so there's really no person. It's just the chitta with banya. 所以你要问的是这个嘛，哈，会哦。所谓的知者、觉者，其实只是智慧，有心、有智慧伴随的心而已嘛，在知道。
那智慧的建立，它就是看到生灭，就是看到这些法的生灭，然后知道说它是无我的。那你刚刚有讲说，光是知道。是不够的，这只是个概念，但是我们也需要这些概念去建立对法的信心嘛，是这样吗？
Didi's question is actually about, we just think about anatta dukkha and anatta, that doesn't mean they are truly understood, but she still want to say, even though on an intellectual level, it can still help on the confidence of the teaching.
That's correct, and it's good to know that considering them at this level as we are doing is not the same as having direct understanding of these characteristics and these factors of the teaching.
没错哦，在理智上的了解是需要的，因为本来就需要这个成为坚定的因缘条件，才能够直接了解法的生灭。但是这里的提醒是在于。我们在理智上了解无常苦无我这件事情，能够知道它并不等于直接经验这个特质，是有必要知道这个区别的。
So the development of the understanding of these things depends on the development of the reality, understanding of the conditioned reality that is appearing at the present moment.
那我们讲无常苦无我是谁的无常苦无我是法，对不对？那个法就在现在，所以其实就是。了解现在出现的法的生命的特质，才能够了解这些共通特质。
For example, is there awareness of the seeing or visible object appearing now, or the hearing and the sound, or the thinking about what has been seen and heard?
所以比如现在它的区别是什么？现在声音或者是色尘眼识耳是有任何一个其中一个被直接经验到了吗？那个世界就只是那个法吗？或是我们现在在想的声音、耳是色尘眼是，我们只是在想而已。
Unless there has been a close hearing, close listening to the Buddha's description of the present moment, there will not be the and the consideration of that over a period of time, there will not be the conditions for these realities to begin to appear.
所以，除非有听到正确的佛法，真正的去思会，那么是不具备这个条件，能够直接经验法的。
这里有，因为我到这里好像就有一点，为什么会提出来问哈？就是对，因为了解这个三法印无常无我，它是一个概念，并不表示说你离苦了啊，或者说你了解了，但是它确实是生起就灭去，是因为这样子建立了信心。我只能说，我目前是这样去了解。那至于说。直接了解，我觉得我还是，也许还有一段距离哈。但是我觉得这个思慧对我来讲很重要，因为什么样了解都是想，都是概念。但是没有这些概念的话，我们真的没有办法了解这个你当下发生的，它也是个概念在生灭嘛，不是吗？
好，概念不会生灭啊，是法在生灭。不过我先把你的话转给John。Lily basically is saying intellectual understanding of the anatta dukkha and anatta.Is a basis foundation for her to appreciate the Buddha's teaching, and she knows it's a is still a long way for her to directly understand the characteristics.
Anicca, dukkha, and anatta of what?
所以问题是什么无常、什么苦、什么无我？
因法设法。
Nama and rupa.
So, how first there has to be an appreciation of nama and rupa before there can be appreciation of anicca, dukkha, and anatta.
所以既然是明法设法的无常、苦、无我，那首先我们要先真的了解、真的懂什么叫做明法设法，才能接着懂他们的特质、共通特质。
Which nama, which rupa?
所以在你清楚知道是哪个明法、哪个设法之前，直接跳到无常、苦、无我有点太快了。所以现在谈的是，那你要先知道哪个明法呢，或哪个设法？
你要知道眼识升起的时候，那个不是我在看，它是有一个因缘条件升起的色尘出现，然后你这样就是你了解它升起了，然后那对喜欢不喜欢或者是有什么感受出现，那就是到意门，就是到了心，他经验了这个善或不善的这个过程，那他也升起就灭去了。那我觉得这个部分呢，我现在比较有一点比以前的那个观念里面，就是好像慢慢对阿毗达摩的这个智慧的建立哈，有一点信心了，因为确实是这个样子，以前不觉得。
Okay. Lily was saying, for example, seeing is not I see. Seeing is that which see.With the visible object impinging on the eye sense, also followed by liking or disliking in the mental process. So she was saying, because of intellectually knowing this, she gained more confidence through Abhidhamma.
Some people like to think of, for example, that they know that their mood in the day depends on a number of factors, like it depends on their accumulated tendency, and it depends on things that have happened in the day, and it depends on whether they had a good sleep last night and all this sort of thing. And they think this is an example of conditionality, but conditionality is really something that relates only to the momentary dhammas that arise and may appear, but probably are not yet well known by us.
Mm.所以慧总，那个就像是在回答你一开始的缘起法的一个问题哦。一般我们讲因缘和合缘起的时候，我们一般人可能会想成是情境彼此之间的因缘条件，其实讲的是法。比如说今天一个人的心情好不好，我们会觉得可能跟有一些情境有关系，昨天睡得好不好，今天发生了什么事情，然后还有一些自己累积的习惯习性哦。但是当我们讲因缘和合的时候，其实是指法，不是指我们有时候一般人会误以为的这些，因为这件事情发生了，所以这件另外一件事情发生了。
是，对，没错，这很重要。
Yeah, she agreed and she said this is important to know.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Lily, and it's good to discuss these areas and to have some general understanding about the true meaning of the Buddha's teaching.
And we have Alan actually joining us. Alan, if you have any question you would like to ask, you are very welcome to raise any question or join in a discussion to share your view.
Hi, Vincent. Thank you for sending me the password and login. It's quite, I really appreciate these questions because I benefit, everybody benefits from your questions because I've been very alone in England, but it's because of these questions which are recorded that I can benefit. So I really appreciate that, the questions that you put. And it works really well, Zoom, but also on YouTube. I can follow you on YouTube now. Mm-hmm. So that's also very easy. And then just log in if I have any questions. At the moment, actually, I don't have any questions.
All right. Or anything you feel like to say, you're also welcome. Okay,
thank you very much. Thank you.
Sure. 刚刚这个 Alan 是在英国的伦敦的一个朋友，他说很感谢我们的问题讨论哦。任何人提的问题呢，他其实都可以从中获利。事实上，每个人都可以从任何一个的问题里面讨论里面得到利益哦。然 那他说他虽然一个人孤单的在英国，他是做法的朋友而言，但是目前这个线上的讨论他获益良多，好，所以任何问题都很好。John, would you like to add something or?
Yes, because I think that everyone develop right understanding to penetrate the truth of this movement, right?
Right.
Yes. And we have heard that there is no one, no self, but there are different realities. They come together at once. So how can there be just right awareness with right understanding of only one reality at a time without the understanding of the teachings of the Buddha? That's why even just one word, sati, the many levels.
好，那么智慧的培养是为了能够了解穿透目前现在任何一刻的实相真相是什么哦。那一样没有佛陀的教导，我们是不可能了解现在，不可能也升起，不可能升起正念跟正见的智慧。那就算一个字，它可能就每个字都很深哦。比如说sati这个字，念觉知。
If there is no reality which is sati, Buddha wouldn't talk about it at all. But we just take it so easy, like sati, sati. But at moment of understanding, it is the sati which is aware of the truth of the word. And when it is experiencing a reality right now, by conditions, while we are talking, there is also seeing and thinking and feeling. But it cannot appear well without sati. That they are different ones.
OK, 那么比如说 sati 这个字哦，我们讲念讲觉知，我们把它当成很容易哦，觉知觉知好像很容易。事实上，它如果不是真的法，佛陀也不会讲嘛。那么它的功能是什么呢？是去觉知正在出现的法，能够了解这一刻的世界的真相是什么，能够协助智慧去了解。否则我们把掩饰，我们把思考， 我们把感受全部都混在一起，因为念这个觉知这个法，它能够开始一个一个去变得，去经验一个就好，不然我们现在全部都混在一起。So
no one can make sati arise at all, but from understanding little by little, it will bring the moment of what is now appearing, just this moment.
嗯哼，那么正念呢，能够让我们知道现在这一刻出现的到底是什么。
Even there are so many things around, but when time comes, there can be a moment of being aware of just a reality, but with not full understanding of it in the beginning.
那么有这么多法现在在生灭哦，那么随着因缘条件的累积，正确的因缘条件累积会有正确的结果，那么正念可以升起，开始去知道其中一个出现的法，没有去挑它，但是一开始不会很清楚。So
sati, which arises with panya, in the beginning, condition the moment unknowingly when to be just aware of a reality, only one, without quite vague understanding about it, because it's only level of understanding intellectually.
那么在理智上的了解的累积过程中呢，我们其实会很快的注意到我们在学习的这些什么法，不管是掩饰、色尘，我们讨论的贪爱、嗔恨等等。那么可是它还不是 只是在理智上的了解啊，到他开始坚定、逐渐接近直接经验的时候，就算能够有那么一刻的直接经验，还是很模糊的。那个时候的智慧、正念的累积还不够强，所所以出现的法还不是那么的清楚。So
understanding understands that only sati with very little panya cannot understand it as clear as no one at all yet.
那么是谁知道呢？是智慧来了解刚刚讲的状况，因为智慧开始累积，开始看到法的时候，也了解智慧还是很弱的，只是刚开始而已。这些法的出现还不够清晰。When
there is understanding, there is sati and other wholesome jitasikas, but not anyone appearing at all.
那么智慧可以了解正念的出现，或者其他，或者是其他。So
it depends on sati for its arising, to be aware of what, which is not this moment now yet, but in the future, there are conditions for sati just arise to be aware of an object, at, not at will, but by conditions only.
那个, 现在没有真正的出现，但是我们一样在累积条件，在未来当它出现的时候呢，它的出现也是因缘和合哦，并不是谁要它出现的。
And the self is there at moment of thinking about being aware, even at that moment, it's self.
那么只是去想的时候哈，并不是等于直接经验，在想的那个时候，其实是很有可能还是我在想。
And this is the understanding which begins to understand more than that which appears right now. For example, there is sati, but sati does not appear as sati.
好，那么觉知这个是觉知念这个法是谁知道它？觉知也不见得有觉知到法有这个念有升起哦。
So Panya knows the moment of there is a little awareness of whatever appears now.With little panya.
那么即使是很微弱的智慧还算很少的时候他还是可以逐渐知道现在出现的法、哦、那么刚刚提到就是觉知也要被觉知知道它有升起
But panya cannot understand it clearly But it's there to be studied To understand that actually It's nothing Because it's there just very rapidly And then follow it
那么虽然智慧还不够强，但是它是也是逐渐的去探究，才会累积变强。他去探究这些出现的法，他很快的注意到这些法也是在改变它的特质。
So even one understands that everything, all dharmas are anatta, but not any reality appear as anatta yet, because it appears as something by the rapidity of arising and falling away.
虽然诸法无我，但是他们现在并不是以这样子呈现出来哦。现在呈现出来的都还是人东西哦，这是因为快速的生灭的关系。
Okay. But understand that this is the way because there is the understanding of moment with awareness and no understanding when it does not appear as sati, it appears as I am aware.
那么。智慧在累积的过程中逐渐了解除了真的有正念升起的时候他也可以了解现在是刚刚是没有正念升起的刚是在无明之中的智慧都是可以了解这些各种状况
But Panya can understand at that moment little by little that Sati is different from when Sati does not arise because from hearing in a day no Sati seeingIn a day, there is no sati yet until the moment of understanding is there from hearing and then from a moment of being aware just very little.
那么智慧呢它可以了解念有升起跟念没有升起的差别没有听过教导之前呢整天都是我在看并不是眼识在看。现在也许有时候很微弱的念可以升起或者是。
Is there such a moment yet?Is there such a moment yet?
有这样的时刻了吗？有这样子去思慧的时刻了吗
？And what no?
是有。
有 ，and yes, there seems to be such moment.
Yes. So what knows at that moment?
那么在那样的时刻是什么在知道
？No one, but understanding is there. Still, I understand deeply. The self is there.Only Panya can know different levels of clinging and akusla and the idea of self. That even there is some moment of beginning to be aware, to understand that as it is, the self is so much deeply accumulated.
这里的重点是哈，即使在智慧的那样时刻哈，因为我的邪见非常深哦，所以其实很快，在真正智慧那刻是没有我的。那很快其实我的学生又开始进来直取是我在想
对对对有发现吗
The understanding of the words of the Buddha will condition more considering about what is there because for example now there is seeing is there any moment of awareness even we don't call it or say that it is awareness but it is awareOf that reality as just that which is seen or that which sees.
佛陀的话会成为我们思慧的根据哦。比如现在，眼识在看的时候呢，有没有真的在想？即使是念，不管有没有升起哦，或智慧有没有升起，那它不一定要 不一定要真的去说出来他在那里。
If there is no more and more understanding of that which is seen as that which is different from the seen, that cannot be conditioned for reality to appear well as it is.
那么我们讲明法设法演示设成呢，当演示跟设成没有很清楚的被区分开来的时候呢，我们这些法并没有还没有出现的很清楚 well， 它并没有出现的清楚。
Who can experience the arising and falling away of whatever is now?It has to be understanding intellectually that the moment of seeing is not the moment of hearing, but there are so many moments of the experiences in between, unknown.
现在心一直在升起灭去去经验哦，但是太快了，所以我们可能也都分不清楚。在理智上，我们现在能不能分得清楚？看的那一刻跟听的那一刻是不一样，在这之间呢，是不是还有很多的新的经验？
嗯。
Lily just agreed. She said yes.
Okay. Is there any moment of clinging today?
Yeah.
今天有没有任何一刻在贪爱之取呢？
有。
Yes.
Who knows? Who knows? What knows?
是什么知道有贪爱？
智慧。
Banya.
Right. But it's my Banya. Again and again. Until the truth.Of each reality become to be known as it is different from one another.
在事实上，在法没有真的很清楚的一个接着一个被看、被分别认清楚之前呢，我们很容易把它认为是我的智慧，因为它还是我们我的邪见一定还是非常深。
So the development of understanding, is not anyone at all. It doesn't belong to anyone, but it's there from understanding little by little.So Panya understand the very little different of each, little by little.
所以这条正道智慧的培养的建立呢，并不是由谁去培养的，这个也是由智慧去了解的。也就是说，当智慧还没有到这个程度去了解的时候，那么一定认为是我的智慧我在培养。
When the samasati, the right awareness doesn't arise yet, there cannot be the understanding of what it is.
当正念还没有升起的时候呢，并没有办法真正了解那个是什么。
But when it's there, the understanding knows the difference between the intellectual sati and the direct sati, sammasati. That's why it is satipatthana. Without sati, nothing can be object of right understanding clearer and clearer.
当正念升起的时候呢，智慧也是在的，智慧可以了解真正的正念跟理智上去想的。很快注意到的差别是什么？这也就是四念住，没有四念住就不可能继续建立智慧的累积哦。直接了解法是什么
？And it takes time for realities, cetasikas, to develop little by little, and it's now, right now, no one there.
这些心所的累积呢，或者是行运的累积呢，是一点一滴的累积哦。现在有什么在那里，并不是我。
So the first vipassana yana is nama, rupa, paricheta yana. How come from understanding intellectually until right awareness is aware of a reality at a time and understanding develops unknown at all? How and how much it's there until the moment of vipassana yana is and the first one is just the reality appears asThat is not self, is that which experiences, and that is not self at all, because it cannot know anything, it cannot experience, but it's there as the object of understanding, as not anyone, not anything at all.
当我们说法有没有出现的清楚的时候，什么时候才会出现的清楚，并不是所有正念就开始出现清楚，也是逐渐累积到所谓的内观智的第一阶段，那个内观智的第一阶段，明法跟设法很清楚的分开来了，就像现在的声音跟耳识是非常清楚的。那这个时候，声音或耳识这些清楚出现之后呢，智慧会了解设法不可能经验任何什么，那么明法就是那个去经验的。在那之前呢，都还不是清楚的。
So the higher level of understanding from the intellectual understanding is the direct awareness.It has to be understood the difference only when it's there by conditions.
从理智上的了解到能够有正念直接去经验法，他们的区别一定要被了解，他们怎么被了解？如果真正直接经验法的正念没有真的升起，又怎么能够知道这个区别呢？
Is anyone is accustomed to that which sees now as that which experiences that object, even we don't call it visible, it's the object of that which experiences it.
Ajahn, I lost you. Could you say that again?
For example, right now,when there is no understanding of the differences between that which experienced and that which is experienced, it's not panya, right understanding of the difference, because it's only learning that they are different. But the reality which experiences does not appear as the object of panya yet, just by the intellectual understanding.
所以我们在理智上了解眼识经验色尘，那么眼识是明法，色尘是色法，但是刚刚讲内观智第一阶段明法色法是很清楚的不一样的，那么是智慧知道，那我们现在在理智上知道眼识是眼识，色尘是色尘，可是这个只是我们在理智上知道而已，并没有真正的智慧去了解这两个的区别，这两个并没有单独成为智慧被经验的对象、
So Panya is so very very true because it doesn't mistake theintellectual understanding as the direct awareness.
智慧是很真实的，它绝对是很诚实的，它不会把理智上了解的智慧当成是直接经验的智慧了。
So right understanding is now accumulated to be conditioned for direct awareness.
所以我们现在还是在闻慧思慧坚定的累积成为所谓的习慧的条件。
Is it there now?
现在有吗？
有，了解了，只是了解。
Yes, intellectually.
Yes, so is there direct awareness now?
那么现在有直接经验了吗？
有。
有。
And that is Panya, which knows. So it begins correctly that this is the only way. If there is no direct awareness, it's only thinking about the realities as not self. ButIts characteristic does not appear as not self yet until right awareness begins to be aware.
那么日常的了解跟直接经验到的也只有智慧知道，现在这一刻到底有没有？那就是这样子，要累积去了解。
是。
So no hurry to do anything, to go anywhere, but from understanding, it conditioned the moment of.It's there, even just a little, because there is attention to that object with understanding. And that is the characteristic of the wholesome jitasikas with panya.
所以呢，就会了解不是要急着去哪里或别的地方去做什么事情来培养。现在任何地方任何情境就有法在生灭。如理作意就是开始去注意这些法。去注意这些法，这是自然而然的注意，去思考它们。
是。
And there must be sati at any moment of kusala moments.
任何善心的时刻都一定有念，都有觉知。
But when it's not direct awareness yet, panya cannot understand it as not self. It's only moment of awareness, of direct awareness to an object there, by conditions.
那么即使理智上是会可以是善的有念，但是这个念并还没有到正念去觉知法的时候，只要正念还没有升起呢，智慧就也还没有机会去真的了解出现的法真的不是我的。
So understanding understands when there is right awareness, when it's not yet direct awareness. So if anyone says something different, you know that whether it's right or wrong.
所以呢一定是智慧去了解。智慧的层次在哪里？什么是直接经验？什么是还没有直接经验？所以如果有人说了一些，你可以判断到底这个人到底真的了不了解。
So when it's so honest to know whether it's a right or direct awareness now or not yet.
所以要很诚实，到底是只是很快的注意到，还是真的直接经验到了？其实很多当事者是分不出来的。
Without understanding the words of Buddha, which talk about Dhamma as not self, and someone is trying to know or to reach the Arya-Sata, is it right?
所以没有真正非常非常清楚了解诸法无我。 如果就试着要去了解师生地，去体证师生地，这样是对吗？
不对。Not
right.
So Panya knows what's right and what's wrong, and this is the path leading to penetrate the truth of whatever appears now, little by little.
那么智慧能够知道什么是对的，什么是不对的，所以智慧的累积之道当然就是唯一的道路。And
it's one's own accumulation of right understanding to know better and better until it can be conditioned to experience the object well because it appears as it is little by little.
那所谓的我们每个人的智慧的累积呢，是各自累积的，当然都是不是由我来干涉它的进度的。那这个累积呢，每个人会在不同的条件下。
And the words appear well is in the Tipitaka, but without understanding, who knows that this moment it appears well or not?
所谓法出现的清楚呢，在经典里面是有的，但是智慧不够的话，怎么分辨得出它到底清不清楚？
From hearing and understanding, one might think that it appears well, but it's not as well as when direct awareness is there of just one object at a time, even if so very shortly.
这个重点还是在，还没有直接经验法之前呢，很快的注意到法呢，会以为当事者会以为他觉得看清楚了，看到法了。事实上，他还没有真正直接经验法，还没有真的出现的清楚。And
this is the only way to eliminate the idea of self, which has been accumulated from life to life, eons and eons ago, and even this life.
我们认为有我存在这个。 这个错误的见解有多么的深啊！累积这么多的时间呢，所以这一点一滴的要去除邪见，也只能这样子慢慢有耐心。And
the confidence in the Tiratana are more and more firm, firmer and firmer because of the understanding. So one begins to understand the virtues of the Buddha because it is one's own understanding from the very beginning up to now.
其实从一开始就是自己的累积的智慧啊，当然这些智慧的随着智慧的累积，对佛法的教导的信心也才会增加。And
from understanding different level of sati, one can see that it's not anything that anyone can do, and beginning to understand better and better about no self.
那么同样的，智慧可以了解觉知，大家都希望觉知高一点，要保持觉知。 那么智慧当然可以了解，觉知也是无我的。There
are many things around here, but can there be direct awareness of a characteristic which is no self at all?
现在有很多法在生灭，很多法在出现，有觉知吗？有觉知知道任何一个法，一次一个很清楚的它的特征。It's
possible because one understands the difference between intellectual sati and direct awareness of sat.
这是可能的，当智慧累积，可以分辨得清楚什么是真正的直接经验，什么只是理智上的了解，很快注意到了。And
is it for any time by conditions or I can do? If it's I, it's not the way to eliminate the idea of self. But if it's not I, be understood more and more, it just eliminates little by little, the idea of self, even from the level of intellectual understanding, and then it grows and grows to understand better and better when there is the beginning of dry sati, until there are more sati by conditions, enough to experience, which is to the experience at level of vipassanayana.
那么首先第一个重点是这条正道的前进绝对不是因为我 试着做了什么而前进呢？那么这每一刻每一刻的智慧的累积，一定都不是由我来累积的。那随着这条正道的累积，智慧的累积，才要很久，其实要很久才会到所谓的内观智的阶段。So
without the development of panya by anatthaness, it's impossible to understand that whatever appears not self at all. It's not anything at all.
如果一开始就没有正确，一开始就没有正确的了解，并不是由我来建立，诸法是无我的，那是不可能逐渐累积的。
So the understanding at the level of Vipassana must be much different from such understanding of the Patipatti and the understanding of Pariyatti.
所以到了内观智的阶段呢，能够清楚的知道民法跟设法的不同呢，它跟前面的不管是理智上的了解 Pariyatti， 或者是刚开始直接去经验法的 Patipatti， 那个是很明显的区分的出来的。
That's why.Without Panya at level of intellectual understanding, can anything be that level of Panya which directly experience with Vipassanayana
of
a reality at a time?
这里的意思是，这些阶段呢，不可能跳过前面的理智上，然后在直接经验上，即使它还不够强，一直到不可能跳过这些阶段，就直接到了内观智。
So Panya understands clearer.That what is meant by just one reality at a time as object of right awareness and understanding.
所以谁了解呢？智慧可以了解什么叫做一次只有一个法，清楚的让正念正见知道。
Without a firm understanding at level of intellectual understanding, there are no conditions for direct awareness. Without the direct awareness, samasati.No conditions for Vipassanayana to experience a reality at a time.
没有培养出正确的因，就不可能带来对应的正确的果。没有理智上的智慧的累积的坚定，就不可能带来直接了解法，就更不用谈内观智了。
So the moment of direct awareness in the beginning must be very natural, but so short. But Panya knows that it's different from intellectual understanding.
当正念升起的时候，刚开始一定是非常的短暂，而且是非常自然发生的。智慧可以知道它跟之前理智上注意到还有什么不一样。
And no one can fool you at all, because the understanding of the development of Panya is known from learning the teachings of the Buddha.
当智慧逐渐累积到那样子的时候，可以分辨什么是直接经验，什么只是理智上了解。就没有谁可以真的糊弄你。
And that is the miracle of Panya. How can it directly experience or penetrate the truth of just one reality at a time?
那么这个是
very clear.
这就是智慧的力量的奇迹哦！怎么能够去知道这一刻出现的一个法的真实本质呢
？If it's not clear, it cannot be Vipassanayana. So no one can imagine by thinking about it.Until it appears.
那么这些法出现得很清楚，就是内观智哦，就是刚刚强调。那在那之前呢，很容易只是想象，以为自己到了。
But Buddha has enlightened the truth of all realities or dharmas as anatta. Not anyone can do anything, but from understanding little by little by wise words that he just shows.For 45 years, the careful considering bring the understanding of what he said.
佛陀开悟了，告诉我们诸法无我。那么这些话有没有被小心仔细的思维呢？佛陀也传法传了45年，我们有真正的仔细思维诸法无我吗
？It's so different from the others' words because it doesn't bring any more understanding of a reality.What is there, and how can there be moment of experiencing just one object, one reality at a time, but by nimitta?
那么佛陀教导跟其他的话是非常不一样的，因为其他的话不可能带来知道、了解现在有什么正在生灭，这些法、这些实相能够逐渐一个一个去了解他们。
For example, after seeing a moment, a single moment of seeing, Panya cannot follow at once.
刚刚那一段还有提到，就是所谓的那个影子尼米达，所以演示之后呢，演示那一刹那还没有智慧伴随哦，是之后智慧了解的是所谓的影子。
So everything appears as nimitta.
所以所有出现的其实是影子，是那个影像了，法已经过了。
So it's the way, the only way the understanding of the Four Noble Truths at level of Pariyatti will condition the understanding of the Four Ariya Satcha at level of Patipatti, and then it will lead to the Vipassanayana of the Four Noble Truths until it's full.
Mm-hmm.
To the degree, which is the enlightenment of the truth, the Four Noble Truths.
师圣谛的了解呢, 有三个所谓的 run 哦, 第一个就是我们只能在理智上先了解四念处, 啊, 对不起, 师圣谛, 接着能够直接去经验, 但是还没有穿透, 到真正体证四圣谛。
Can anyone do anything?
在这个过程, 谁可以做什么, 谁可以做什么事情吗?
Can anyone try to make anything arise?
有谁可以试着去改变任何事情, 让什么升起吗?
That is wrong understanding, which is accumulated for quite a long, long time.
错误的见解,
so in order to have less and can eliminate the idea of self, it takes quite a long, long time, truthfully, to the moment now, mm-hmm. as it is. How much understanding is there?
但是那个我存在的错误见解邪见的想要做什么能够做什么这个累积太久了哦，所以 它不可能马上就不见就没有了，所以渐渐的累积当然也会受到这个阻挠的累积也会变慢。
Is there any question?
有问题请问一个问题是水大，我想请问水大的问题，是眼耳鼻舌身，身是只能 只能知道地、火、风， 那水大是经由意识知道吗？ 为什么深处只能知道地、火、风， 不能知道火那个水大？
OK, the question is about the water element. Why it cannot be like the other three, earth, fire, wind element, be experienced through the body consciousness, why it has to be experienced through the mind door?
Because you see that all three other Pudrupa needs that element to adhere all of them together.
Mm-hmm. 首先呢,
that's why whatever is experienced is only the three characteristics, the Patavitattu, Vayutattu, and the Techovatu, Tatu, only three can be experienced through the body sense.
Yeah, Ajahn, the question was why only the three? Why
because
the other water element couldn't be experienced?
Because that which adheres all four of Mahaputrupa is that they cannot be separated because of the function of the element of water.
Mm-hmm.
Without it, they can be separated.
老师的意思是这个四大呢他们不可能缺对方嘛，他们一定是一起升起的，当然还有另外八波离四另外四个，那么水元素呢它是聚合，那么在生识被经验的时候呢，水元素在那个时候扮演的聚合的功能，让这三个都一起升起。不过我是没有听懂这样是不是回答慧月法师的问题。
It's just like when you put your hand together, there is pasa, cetasika. It's comparing to that at moment of the, when we put the hand, the two hands together. So the water element, apotatu is there to, what you call, stick or make it together, like a deer or, I don't know what word. But it's there. Otherwise, all of them can be separated. But the function of the Apo element is to be there, to stick, to bring them all together.
老师这里解释的还是在解释水元素的特征，它的功能是 bring together, 把其他的元素聚合在一起。他用的比喻是两只手放在一起，那么这个把它聚合在一起这样子。 不过这个还是应该没有直接回答师父您想要问的 为什么水元素只能在一门是
So you can see the two hands.
That you're looking for is bind. That bind the water element. Binds the other elements. Is that the word you're looking for, John?
Yes.
好，老师刚刚在讲的哈，就是他想要找一个英文字来描述这个所谓的水元素的聚合的功能。那那个 John 就说 binding 这个字，把它结合在一起。
It's like the glue. See, when it's there,、you cannot take the things apart.
就像胶水在的时候，你就不能把东西分开来，粘在一起。
What you can experience is only the two things together at that moment that cannot be separated by the water element. So the water element cannot be、directly experienced through the body sense at all.
因为水元素的功能是这样子把大家粘在一起结合在一起，所以它在身世的身门的时候它并不会被惊艳。
Why would you like to know this?
那么老师是说，为什么你会想要知道这个
？To understand reality as not self, you cannot change the characteristic of why you tattoo or any tattoo at all.
嗯哼，我们了解法呢是无我的，我们不可能改变任何一个法的特征、特质、功能。
To understand that actually there can be anyone who can do that because we are different tattoos.
我们要了解的是，没有任何人可以做。任何事情是因为其实就是这些法不管是用元素十八戒来讨论
Each has its own characteristic, its own proximate cause and its own manifestation, see? By understanding more and more, one can see that they are all dharmas. The Vayu-Tattu cannot be Patavi, cannot be Vayu. Each one is different.
那么每一个法呢都有它的特征功能显现跟静音、每一个法比如水元素不可能是火也不可能是土 就有各自的特征功能
Can there be anything to understand at moment of touching?
那么在碰触的时候呢在碰的时候有什么可以被了解吗
There is touching now, what can be understood?
现在就有碰触对不对什么可以被了解
And this is what Buddha taught, to understand what is there as it is.
这是佛陀的教导，去了解在那里的是什么。
When it's not the direct awareness with understanding, it cannot develop more to the degree of enlightenment at all, because no understanding of that.
如果我们不能够直接觉知现在出现的是什么，在那里的是什么，那当然就不可能再往后带领到开悟了。
At moment of touching,Would you like to experience apotatu or it's by conditions that it cannot be touched?
在碰的时候呢，会想不想要经验水元素的特征呢？还是它是因缘条件，它可以或不可以
？So it's right to say that what the tangible object must be only the patui tattu, vayu tattu, and deshu tattu.
那么在碰的时候呢？可以被碰到的永远就只是土、火或者风元素。
Anytime at moment of experience the object of that which is object of touching must be heat or cold, see, so on, but not the apotatu.
每当我们碰任何东西的时候呢，一定就是冷热、软硬或弹性这三个刚刚提到的三个元素，但是我们不会碰到水元素的聚合，水元素聚合没办法被碰触直接经验。
And without the understanding the object as it is as a self, it's impossible to have less attachment to the self, to the idea of self.
如果不能够了解任何出现的法呢，其实都是无我，都是非我的。我们是不可能降低对邪见的执取的。
Is the tangible object now appearing?
触所缘出现吗？
有啊。
What is it?
是什么呢？
硬。
Hardness.
See, can you change it into Vayu-Tattu?
你能够把它转成风元素吗
？So at that moment when it appears, there can be the development of understanding it as just a reality, no name.
所以当它出现的时候呢，它可以被了解，它就只是一个法，不必有名字。
So word is just a representation of that which appears. Without the word, we don't know what we are talking about.
那个名称名字呢，只是为了要沟通用的，在表达描述那个状况而已。但是你在碰触的时候，你在经验的时候，不需要给它名字，它就是一个法在那里，法的特质。
So how many dharmas are there in a day?
所以一天之中有多少法？
It's there, but it's not known as Dhamma, a reality at all. Before hearing the teachings of the Buddha, it's always something and I.
那么一天之中有多少法呢？很多很多都不知道。在没有听到佛陀教导之前呢，我们整天其实都是我或者是什么东西啊。
So what is the second noble truth? See, it has to be understood clearly as well.
所以什么是第二圣谛呢？它也需要被了解清楚。
Otherwise, how can there be the elimination of it?
否则怎么能根除它呢？
Until that with wrong understanding can be eradicated by Sotapattimagga, Citta, a moment of very high level of Panya.
贪爱被根除之前呢，一定要先能够根除邪见，在第一果的时候根除邪见，之后才能可能根除贪爱。
So right understanding has to be developed with understanding what appears now. Otherwise, it's not any characteristic of the reality at all. It's only thinking about the characteristic of a reality, but not the direct understanding with the direct awareness when it appears right now.
Mm-hmm. 所以智慧的累积建立呢，一定是因为了解，真正了解现在出现的法的特质。那么，如果只是去想着这些法的特质是不够的。
There is touching almost in a day, so many uncountable, but without any understanding. So when ignorance is there with clinging, can there be the understanding of no thing in it, no one in it?
在一天之中、哦、我们的碰触，我们几乎都一直在碰到东西，不管是站着坐着总是有碰触嘛。可是我们都不知道，都是无明掩盖着，我们总是觉得我们碰到了什么东西，事实上被碰到并没有东西在被碰到。
So from understanding it very little that actually there's no one at all, no me at all from birth up to now, where was the reality in those days?No more, all gone, completely, absolutely. Even right now, exactly the same, each moment,、
mm-hmm.
from moment to moment.
事实上，从出生到现在都没有我，出生那一刻并没有我，结生心并不是我。那么到现在，包括现在也是，任何这些法都不是我，它灭了，它不会再回来。
And this is the only way known as the fourth Ariyasatta.
这是唯一能够最后去体证自圣谛的道路。
Is there any question?
有没有问题呢？ Or John, are you going to say something? 有谁想要问问题或者是讲什么看法都可以哦。
为什么人死掉之前，有的人就是那个观念就心就比较柔软，很多东西就可以接受，但是已经快要走了。那在身体很正常状况的时候，那个意识那个想就很坚固。
The question is about why for some people before they are going to die, their heart become more tender, not like now, kind of could be hard-hearted.
And what about if the death moment does not arise yet? When that happen?
I'm sorry, John. If what moment?
You're talking about this moment, right?
Yes.
Or before death. See, it's not the same. The moment before death and the moment of death, not same moment.
死的那一刻跟死前是不同的时刻。
And the moment before death is now. See, for because anyone can die anytime, unknown at all. Who knows? Who can know? It can be now, right now. And these moments are moments before death, exactly the same in any situation.
死前那一刻是什么时候？可能就是现在这时候啊。这时候就是死前的一刻，我们不知道死什么时候出现。
Very natural.
很自然，死亡心的升起也很自然。任何一刻，这里的自然是指因缘条件的升起。
And karma can condition that moment any time, any moment. Who knows?
那么死亡心的升起也随时都可以是它升起的条件呢、哦？什么时候，任何时候都可以，都可能。
So.These moments now are moments before death.
现在这些时刻，现在这些时刻就是死亡之前的时刻啊。
So if we know that I'm going to die, is that right?
如果我们认为我将会死，这是对的吗？
对。
Because this can be next moment.
死亡可以是下一刻哦。
And today's understanding is a little more than days ago, right?
那么今天的智慧的累积是不是比之前又更多了一点？
是。
And this is the accumulation from moment to moment of whatever arises, kusla or kusla of different kinds.
那么这个就是累积，不管善或不善，不同类型都有会累积。
So what is there before moment of death, kusla or kusla by conditions?
所以死之前是升起善心或不善心，也是因缘条件。
It can be kusla with understanding, who knows? Or it can be any moment of akusla of different levels.
死亡心之前的善心甚至有可能是有智慧伴随的，当然也可能死亡心之前是不善心。
So natural each day by conditions.
很自然哦，就跟现在一样，现在可能是善心或不善心，死亡之前那一刻也一样。
So death is also a conditioned reality. We were talking about conditionality at the beginning of the session. The moment of death is another conditioned reality.
那么死亡心呢，当然也是一个因缘和合的一个法，一个实相。
And the moment before death is likewise conditioned.
那么死亡心之前的善心或不善心，当然也是因缘和合的实相。
修行